let's talk about both of you basketball today. And we've just finished an NCAA tournament. We just had a game between Butler and University of Connecticut. Butler was an underdog, and University of Connecticut, they win. But the basketball of today, is it changed any? What are your comments on it?
We played one on shot clock. Then they got the shot clock in. You know, I guess people want to see a faster game. People didn't want to see that pass the ball for 5 minutes and stuff. People don't want to pay that kind of money and come just watch them just pass the ball. People want to see you get them down the court, block shots. Want to see fantastic play, shooting, dunking. You know, you want to see an exciting game.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes. When I first came here, they played a slow down ball, pass the ball, 4 or 5 minutes. People go to sleep in the stand. I think people liked how we played because we was excited.
You played as if there was a shot clock.
We was excited.
You didn't need one.
Like our first year at the Navy Center, it was packed. All our game was packed. Like people loved the way we played. How we got down the court, they come and see how many points almost score. It was exciting.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you any comments about basketball today from what it was before?
I personally I don't go to the games. I don't like the way it's played. I just don't like the way it's played. I mean, you know, that's fun because it's changed and that's the way they want to do it. And this thing of salaries, you tell me that it's worth $1 million, $2 million. It's crazy, John.
OU has just hired Lon Kruger for $2 point something million. But if the money is there, Coach, why not take it?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because the players are the ones that are screwed. The players are the ones that
are
screwed.
Why are they screwed?
The kids get nothing.
Do you think the players perhaps should be paid some days?
Well, I don't know. I would think probably football or all of them. I mean, there's enough money. I don't care what they get, but I'd like to see it played, that the scholarships were good. When I was in college, I was in the ROTC, and I got, I think, $25 my 2 years, and that really helped. All of these guys wearing these suits, they got the suits on. They got about 8, 9 guys sitting on the bench. There's not room for them.
You're talking about 5, 6 suited-up assistants sitting there.
And oh, my God, more than that.
More than that. It's more than that now.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
More than that. When you were doing, you had 3.
Head coach and assistant coach and might have a couple of kids that are working on the Masters. We had a hard time finding, getting the players because it's out in this part of the country and everything. But my goodness, you let me get up in Chicago or let me get up in
big
some city of these players.
Big.
I think the 3 of us can go coach them good as they're coaching. We can just coach them.
Well, I want you to know that you two brought a whole lot of excitement to this town. There is no question about that. And you talked earlier about teams not wanting to play you because they were afraid of being defeated. There's no question that happened. OSU, OU, and TU. But you had the run and shoot offense.
And that's great because that's right there. So this run and gun thing.
Right.
Run and gun.
Right.
No, we run and shoot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a great time of basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it was proven because we was out drawing them. So, you know, people came and watched us play instead of them.
Yeah. And that's why everybody wanted to be seen at the Mabee Center. And Oral Roberts must have been just ecstatic with you.
I really feel good about the Mabee Center.
Let me just stop you a minute, because about the Mabee Center, when it was being designed, you had an input into the way it was designed.
Okay. Frank Wallace.
And Frank Wallace is the architect.
He is the architect. So I didn't have anything to do with the architect. But everything that went in that, the dressing rooms, those seats up there, those clocks up there, came out of my head. President Roberts, listen to me. The dressing rooms, that color up there, that blue, how do you think that blue got up there?
When you say up there, what do you mean? In the higher, I mean, the
yes,
whole...
Yes, because now, if you turn those lights, that blue hides up there. They're gold downstairs, but all of those...
Okay.
Seats.
Right. We should point out that we've got gold seats in
gold
the lower
seats.
Level.
Seats,
yes.
And blue in the higher level mm-hmm. is what we have.
But
here.
We can have all of the blue hidden up there. Say we got 6,000 downstairs, and they're all full. But upstairs, we don't have any
mm-hmm.
today.
But you had sellouts in the Mabee Center many times, didn't you? I think it ran 9,000-10,000 people.
Yeah, when we played, yeah. And they never had since we left.
That red carpet, all of that stuff, I'm just telling you, it came out of my head.
Well, it makes sense for a basketball coach to have input into a basketball arena, which more than an arena, it's an event center is what it is.
I would have never let them put that little bitty thing. They've got the little
baby, maybe.
Yeah.
That they had it on.
Yeah.
And they
I would have set it over.
That was used for production for television and all. The baby, maybe.
But you could still do it. I just wouldn't have had it where it's
attached to the maybe
center. Attached, yeah. But they've made some nice things now. They've also cut them back some. But I think they've done some good things.
Well, the Green family has come in and done a great job out there now. The David Green family, Hobby Lobby, they've infused a lot of money into this.
Bob Brooks was an awful lot of help. I'm really hated because he's gone.
That's too bad. We didn't comment about the gathering of eagles. So they've been known as the Titans, and then they switched their name to the Eagles. Why did they do that?
Here's the deal. President Roberts never did like the Titans. And I said, well, why don't you do this? I swear to you. I said, why don't we do this? I said, why don't we call them Titan/Eagles? Because we still keep the Titans in there. And I started using this, a gathering of eagles.
That was a great slogan, though, the gathering of eagles.
Well, I've got those things that I had them put up there before they were all out there. And that's kind of aggravating when you've done something that made it good.
Okay.
Big. And a thing like uniforms, the uniform should remain the same. They can be longer.
Mm-hmm.
They ought to be loose. I mean, they ought to be big.
Okay.
Out of the Tulsa World in 2008, August 31st, Jimmy Trammell said neighboring programs were more or less guilted into keeping up. If Tricky hadn't caught lightning in a bottle, would Tulsa have hired Nolan Richardson? Would Oklahoma have hired Billy Tubbs? Bill Connors once wrote that ORU's success inspired Tulsa, Arkansas, OU, and OSU to commit to better things because of what you did and Richard, of course, performing as a player. That's a lot of credit that goes to you, too. You should feel good about that. There's a famous Sport Magazine article that's titled, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ball to Fuquay.
Now, I'm not sure that I had anything to do with that because I didn't think that was real good.
Oh, it's fun, Ken. Oh, okay, it's just fun.
But I understand, but that was not one of my...
Well, it says here, Tricky said he never liked the title, but it paid dividends. When you first met your wife, Judy, she recognized his face from a photograph and said, hey, praise the Lord and pass the ball to Fuquay.
That right there, look at those uniforms on my man there.
And the hot pants now, Coach. Huh? They call them hot pants.
They're hot pants now, right?
Hot pants now.
So you don't like these big, droopy uniforms?
What? No, it wouldn't be for me. These are so darn baggy and everything. Why would you want to do it?
So it was Fab Five started that. Yeah. Mr. State Boy started that.